The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked him, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" And he said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum?'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the skies were closed for 3.5 years and severe famine spread over the entire land, and it was none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to the widow Zephra in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." And when the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury, and they rose up and drove him out of town and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, and hurled him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters, I would like to begin with a small joke. A cab driver reaches the heavenly gate and announces his presence to St. Peter. And St. Peter looks him up in the book, big book. Upon reading the entry for the cabbie, St. Peter invites him to grab a silk robe and a golden staff and proceed into heaven. Next in the line is a preacher behind the cabbie and has been watching those proceedings with interest. He announces himself to St. Peter. Upon scanning the big book, St. Peter says, "Okay, we will let you in, but you will have only a cotton robe and a wooden staff." The preacher is astonished and he said to Peter, "But I am a man of the cloth. You gave that cab driver a gold staff and a silk robe. Surely I rate higher than the cabbie." St. Peter replied to preacher, "Here we are interested in results. When you preach, people slept in their pews. And when the cabbie drove his car, his taxi, people prayed in their seats." My dear brothers and sisters, the central theme of today's readings is that we should have and we should show the courage of our Christian convictions in our day-to-day lives, in our families, and in our communities, even when we face rejection, opposition, and hatred. And we see a very good example in the person of Jeremiah in today's first reading. Today's first reading from the book of prophet Jeremiah prepares us to hear the gospel, where Jesus, early in his mission, faces opposition and compares himself to the prophets who had come before him. In both the first reading and the gospel reading, Jeremiah and Jesus are presented as God's prophets, chosen, consecrated, and sent on their mission. Here, in the first sentences of his book, prophet Jeremiah describes how God called him. And if you remember the first reading of today, Prophet Jeremiah says, the words of God to prophet, I formed you as a potter forms from clay, and I knew you, referring to the intimate relationship between God and the prophet. And I consecrated you, and I dedicated you, dedicated as a prophet to the nations, as a messenger of God to the peoples. And also God warns prophet Jeremiah about the troubles, about the opposition that he is going to face in his ministry, in his mission. And we see God telling to prophet, they will fight against you, but they will not prevail over you, because I am with you to deliver you. This is the promise of God. The people will oppose you and they will fight against you, but they will not prevail over you. In fact, this is very true in the life of Prophet Jeremiah. Prophet Jeremiah, he was opposed by his own family members. He was contradicted by his own community, his own countrymen, and he was sent out of the country, and he was put in jail, and finally he was killed. At some of the moment in his life, he wanted to abandon the work that God gave him. But even then, he continued the work, the mission that God has given to him, in spite of the difficulties. And dear friends, we see the same thing in the life of Jesus. And the prophet Jeremiah and his message and his calling and his life serves as a symbol in the life of Jesus. We see in the life of Jesus how God had chosen. And we see in the life when Jesus was baptized in the river Jordan, the words of the Father, this is my beloved son, listen to him. And also last week we have seen in the gospel reading the words from the book of Isaiah. Jesus read, I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And Jesus was also anointed by God as a prophet. And at the same time, Jesus also faced opposition in his life, right from the beginning of his life. If you remember the life of Jesus, when he was born, Herod wanted to kill him, and they had to flee to Egypt. And later on, the Pharisees, the scribes, all of them, all the religious authorities, they wanted to find fault with Jesus. Always they were after Jesus. But Jesus did not abandon the work that God gave him, the mission that God has given to him. Dear friends, by our baptism, each and every one of us, we also became God's adopted sons and daughters. And God has given to each and every one of us a mission in our calling. God in a special way called each and every one of us. And like God has given a mission to Jeremiah, and God has given a mission to Jesus, God has given a mission to each and every one of us in our daily life. God has given a mission to each and every one of us in our own families, in our own communities, in our own parishes, in the places where we work. And when we face opposition, when we face criticism, how do we react? Do we abandon the mission that God has given to us? Or do we continue with the work that God has given to us? What did Jesus do when he was rejected and opposed? If we read the gospel reading of today and further on, we see Jesus went to Capernaum, Jesus went forward preaching, teaching, and healing ministry. We also, dear friends, in our life, when we are opposed, when we are rejected, we also should keep moving forward. Jesus went forward doing the work that God has given to him. In our families, in our workplaces, wherever we are, when we are opposed, when we are criticized, and when we are rejected because of the good work that we are doing, because of our words of advice, because of our words of love, when we are rejected by people, we also keep on moving just like as Jesus did. And at the same time, dear friends, we should not reject Jesus in our life like the people of his hometown in today's gospel reading. We need to ask ourselves, as an individual, do I reject Jesus in my life? There are several areas where we reject Jesus in our everyday life. When we read the word of God and do not put into practice, we are rejecting Jesus. And when we are not receiving the sacraments, when we are not praying our daily prayer, we are rejecting Jesus. And when we know some of our brothers and sisters are in need, and when we don't help, we are rejecting Jesus. When we abandon the plans of God for us and for our family in our daily life, and when we want to live on our own, we are rejecting Jesus. When we live according to the standards of the world, according to the values of the world, rejecting Jesus and his words and the scriptures, we are rejecting Jesus. Therefore, dear friends, let us ask ourselves, are we rejecting Jesus through our words, through our thoughts, through our actions in our everyday life? Let us feel sorry for all those moments that we rejected Jesus, either directly or indirectly, in our everyday life. And let us pray for the graces and the strength that we may follow Jesus, that we may be a very good examples in our families and in our communities and in our workplaces, wherever we are. Let us pray for those graces in this holy mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.